Sporting Style on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
Welcome back to the show, Paul Johnson from Heating Style. Thanks for coming in, Paul.
Hi, Tom. It's a pleasure.
So, Paul, last time I spoke to you, we talked about radiators and how they can be a focus for your room. If you're spending a lot of money getting your room right, the radiator can be part of that. It doesn't have to be the ugly white thing under the window. We're going to talk about something a bit more practical this week on the show, and that is... But it's something that you should still kind of think about, isn't it? And you've brought one of these into the studio in front of us here. What is this, Paul?
Right, I brought a electrical heating element for you to look at. And this will give you the benefit of being able to electrically heat a towel warmer or, in fact, a radiator, as well as having it installed into your central heating system.
And as we talked about last time, the radiator can play a key part in that, and towel rails can therefore play a key part in that, can't they, Paul?
They can. I think certainly if you're looking at a full installation with tiles, a quality bathroom suite, you could easily be spending a few £1,000s. Mm. So I think you should also consider a few £100s on a really nice heated towel rail that, as well as looking good, will help to heat the room. You could maybe supplement it with underfloor heating as well, which is really nice
Really, if you're really wanting luxurious.
Oh, that's mega luxury. Well worth it. And the element that I brought in to show you today will allow you to turn that into either an electric-only product, mm-hmm, if you don't want to attach it to your central heating, or maybe you don't have gas central heating in your home.
Some people don't.
Exactly. And the other option, with using it with a T-piece, you can make it what we call dual fuel. So it can be attached to your central heating system, but also electric as well.
And that's useful because... You are probably, well, this time of year is a good time to talk about this, actually, because you're probably thinking, right, boiler off now. It's getting nice and warm. Don't want the boiler on till at least October. Yeah. So this allows you to still get the benefit of, on a slightly chillier morning, that lovely warm feeling of having a nice warm towel around you after you've had a shower.
Very much so. And that's what people don't realise, that you can do this necessarily. So certainly in my household now, the central heating has been turned off, whether I like it or not.
So, see, it's the other way around in my house. I'm the one who's turning it off all the time. Cost too much, turn it off.
Well, yeah, it is dear. So we're saving money by using the sunshine from now on till probably September, October.
Yeah.
But yeah, towels get damp. What do you do with them? And the bathroom, you still... You know, as we said, you're naked in there. You still want to feel cosy, even in summertime. So by fitting an electric element to your towel rail, then you can still do that.
Now, this works. This element that I've picked up off the desk here, it's, what, about a foot long?
Yeah, exactly that, 300 mil.
And this... So when you were explaining this to me before, you've basically got the four points on your towel rail. So if you imagine, think about this now, in a nice... You've probably seen these in nice hotel rooms if you don't have one at home. Mm-hmm. A nice tall towel rail up the wall, vertical towel rail. You've got four points on there. So you've got the two that attach to the floor. And if it's, as you mentioned, Paul, in your central heating system, you'll have one with the water coming in, one going out, won't you?
That's right. That's called the flow and the return.
And then you've got the two top ones as well. So what do those ones do?
Right, well, one of them will be blanked off, doing absolutely nothing, and the other one will typically have the air vent in. So when you're installing and filling the product with water for the first time, you can let the air escape, just as you would with any radiator.
Like when you bleed the radiators,
exactly,
that sort of thing.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, you would attach this to one of those points, wouldn't you?
You would. So if you were, first of all, doing it electric only, you would attach it to one of the three. You would blank off the other three because they're no longer going to be used. You fill the radiator to around about 95% full with water, vent it off, have an air vent in one of the three blanking caps, and then that's it. It's electric only, standalone product you can install anywhere.
So it wouldn't be plumbed in, there wouldn't be two pipes coming out your floor. You could basically just run the electrical cable. So as you mentioned, when you're getting it tiled, you can run that through your wall, can't you?
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the only attachment it's got.
Absolutely. And we do cable covers as well that hide the cable. So if you're going straight out the back into the tiles and then into the wall to the electric supply, you know, it's seamless, looks fabulous.
So this would slide in and attach there, and then you can use the controls. And you mentioned to me that there are various different versions of this. You can get programmable ones so they can turn on when you want to be warm, that sort of thing.
Yes, a basic one will cost you around about £35-40, which is just on-off. If you spend a little more money, you can get ones which, for around about £50, that will have different temperature settings. And then spend a little more, you'll get facilities such as a drying button where you press the button, it will switch on for 2 hours and then switch off again, so you don't have to remember. So you put your towel on after your bath, press the drying button, go and mow the lawn, go to the pub, walk the dog, but you don't have to think, I must run back and switch that off again because it's costing me money.
That is... sounds like a dream for me, because I'm forever forgetting what to do.
Yes.
It only takes me 2 minutes and I've forgotten where I am. So that is what you do for your electric only one. You've got those different versions. If you get, you mentioned that we've got one of these T pieces here, slide it on there like mm-hmm. that, and then that can attach, and you can still have your input with your water on it as well.
Yes. So what that does, it allows you to, you'd still put the element up one of the four holes, if you like, on the tappings is the proper word. But with the T-piece, that allows you still to have a radiator valve and therefore water from your central heating system going into the radiator. And then it becomes what we call dual fuel. So when your boiler's working in the winter months, this is doing nothing. You don't need it. The heat from the boiler will heat your towel warmer.
Mm-hmm.
But in summer, when there's no boiler on, no heat from the boiler, that's when you can use it as electric also.
Fantastic. So it's a really easy way to kind of isolate it from the system without any kind of complicated plumbing or special ways to do that.
Yeah, very easy. And again, the time to do it is when you're installing a bathroom.
If someone's thinking about getting one of these, Paul, is there anything they need to look out for when they're choosing it?
There is. They're available in different colours to match the radiator you have, which is great.
that is good, isn't it?
Yeah, so you can have chrome, black, white. But the most important thing is that you match the heat output to that of the radiator. So what we mean by that, a radiator is rated in watts and or BTUs, which is the British version of a watt.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know what that output is, and the heating element should be no more than that output. So if you have a radiator that's, say, 620 watts is what it was rated at, and mm-hmm. they, when you buy them, they always tell you what this is. You'd want, for instance, a 600-watt element for that, not an 8, not a 1,000. If you put
what would
one
happen
in,
if you got one that was too much? Would it just get ridiculously hot?
Well, it would, except they have safety features built in,
right,
a thermal fuse. So what will happen is the element, I'm afraid, will commit to element suicide.
Oh, no.
It does, yes. If it gets too hot, it switches off, and then you've got a product that you can't use anymore.
Nobody wants that.
It does have. Sometimes people, you'd be forgiven for thinking, I'll get a nice, big, high wattage one because it'll make the room lovely and hot.
Mm.
But the towel rail is only so big with so much metal, and there's only so much energy it can dissipate into the mm-hmm. room. So if you try and make it do more than it can... it would potentially explode. So with safety features, the element will switch off.
So well worth checking. And if you have any questions about anything that like that, it's always worth speaking to the people you're buying it from. In your case, your team know all about it, don't they, Paul?
We do. So we'd be delighted to take phone calls, emails at Heating Style.
Heating Style on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.